Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Bradio, the show where I, Veronica Simmons, braid hair on air. Today, I want to take you to Chicago. I want to take you down a radio rabbit hole to a magical realm called the Third Coast International Filmless Festival. Yeah, you heard that right. It's not a film festival, it's a filmless festival. And it's called that because there are no visuals, just mellifluous sounds and mind-exploding stories.
Big-time radio nerd fest.
Radio producers from all over the world come to this festival to play their pieces and listen to others and just generally vibe with each other in the bar late at night. I set up my elastics and my microphone at the fest and got all these wacky radio producers to talk about their hair.
My hair is figuring itself out.
Gray, silver.
It's really thick.
Kind of scraggly, like shoulder length.
Flowing. Beautiful, silky.
It's just, this is how it is.
It's curly. It's very curly. It's very frizzy. And I spend most of my time taming it.
Now it's just a blonde, weird Cruella de Vil streak.
I love a secret undercut. That's one of my favorite treats. You're like, what?
I don't really think about my hair that much.
I usually redo my hair like, you know, once an hour at least.
It's not too thick. It's not too thin. It's not curly.
I'm Wajian, so it's like a cross between Asian hair and then like thick German hair from my mom.
I was like going and getting my hair cut at JCPenney and like really they're fucking my shit up. You can't trust white people with that.
I have this one little like streak that I dyed blonde. I call it my skunk.
And it smells amazing. I can smell it from here.
Well, that's the shampoo I stole from the Airbnb I'm staying with.
Is it a bub? Would you call it a bub?
It just does what it does, and I let it happen.
Ooh.
It's still damp a little bit.
Well, let's give you a filmless braid.
All right.
I got so many filmless braids. Also, it's important to know that this whole festival was happening in a pretty strange and special place.
Oh my god, we're in the craziest place. We're in a high school.
It's also like a real high school. Like the bathroom's kind of gross. It's like a little confusing to get around.
It looks like the high school from my so-called life. It's got like this long, shiny linoleum hallway with these like school bus yellow lockers, all festooned with combination locks and water fountains.
And there are all these really funny signs everywhere. Like, there's a sign that I thought from far away was about drugs, but it was actually about peanuts. And they're like, peanuts, they will kill you.
Can you turn around and read the sign right behind you?
If you liked it, then you should have put a cap on it. Beyonce. At the very bottom, it says, all drinks need to be resealable, only water in classrooms. Like, there's all these signs like that all
People
over.
People are having a lot of fun with their signage in this school right now. It's this total truth.
I mean, like, I guess the peanut one is really just taking it to the next level. It's like, oh, yeah, everyone's, like, kids are just crazy allergic to peanuts now. Like, when I was in school, there was one kid who, like, you could not bring a peanut anywhere around this person. But now, like, you can't even bring a peanut in a school because everyone will just, like, go into shock.
You can't even say the word peanut in, like, a 30-mile radius of a school system.
Yeah, it's like the sex offender registry, but, like, it's a peanut registry. Like, no peanuts anywhere near.
But I love peanuts.
Me too. I mean,
I'm pro-nut myself.
You know what? Honestly, I care not for nuts. I like peanuts and peanut butter in things, like desserty things.
Yeah.
And I think peanut butter can be really delicious, but I don't really like nuts or nut butter. Whoa. I mean, I eat peanut
You're
butter.
Nut having it.
I'm not having it.
You're nut into it.
Oh man, okay, so we obviously covered a lot of bases in these braid sessions. I got to discuss nut politics with my favorite lady, Mitra Kaboli of the Heart. I also learned about hair regulations for ballerinas, which is something that Kelly Jones, who works at Backstory, knows quite a bit about.
It either needs to be the classic 1980s bowl cut, which is what I had for a very long time, to stay out of your eyes when you're upside down, or it needs to be very sparkly and very braided and very hairsprayed and pretty much just a mass of solid.
It's so interesting because those are like kind of polar opposites. Like it's weird that those two things can be part of the same rule book.
Yes, it is. So you get like very muscular, hardcore, almost masculine women with very girly hair. It's an interesting contrast. So like I had like a 6-pack when I was 4.
What?
But I was also covered in sparkles. Good times.
Wow. How do you think that's shaped your like identity or like yourself?
Well, I was talking to somebody about this today. I am now 30 and I've had a child and I miss having a body that I had complete confidence in, not in an aesthetic way, but in a I could do anything with this body way. Because I was strong and flexible, and now I am old and brittle.
No.
So it is, I miss that. That has shaped me.
And are you encouraging your child to do gymnastics?
I am encouraging her to just do whatever it is she wants and be as active as she wants to be. Because one thing I liked about gymnastics that I miss is I could look at anything and figure out how to climb it and how to jump off of it safely. And I miss doing that. And so I hope that she has that in some capacity.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, you now have a braid.
Thank
Do you braid
you.
Your daughter? Like, have you learned how?
She will not let me. She will not let me.
She won't let you. No. That's so sad. Well, thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Do you think that's cool?
I think that is cool. Can I touch it?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like a gentle tug at my scalp in certain spots, which then actually just feels like a massage.
I have these theories that, like, it activates our brain, you know? Like, do you feel like you're, like, thinking in a different way? It's like the brain juices are flowing.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It does just feel really good.
I love it when people touch my hair. It's so nice.
Yeah.
So I'm doing this zigzaggy thing on the left side.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, should I just leave the other half long? Like,
it's up to you, man. Yeah. You said we're getting weird, yeah.
I got super weird in that high school hallway. And at one point, I was even reflecting on my own education while braiding Avery Trufelman from 99% Invisible.
I studied ancient Greek, which is even more
useless. Oh my god! For how long?
Just in university for one, like it was just like a year, because I wanted to do ancient studies, ancient philosophy. And it was really funny. It's not a really easy language to learn. And we would read these strange texts that were like, "Hoi, Dicaeopolis and his lazy slave by the river." Like,
I did that too. I did that too.
And it was like, "Let us go find the virgins at the river."
Yes, yes, yes. Dicaeopolis. I remember that.
You know Dicaeopolis?
Yeah, and it was really funny.
And Xanthius, you know Xanthius?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's super funny because the article is always ho.
Yeah.
Right? And
we'd
all be like, oh, Dicaeopolis.
Exactly.
And they'd be like, the farm is small, but
yes.
The work is great.
Whoa, you know this one.
I
and,
know
and
this
the one
book.
That's like, on the one hand,
yes!
On the other.
Yes, yes. And that was like a whole rhetorical device. And there was
exactly.
Like a name for this like one hand.
Yeah, on the one hand, on the other hand.
And I remember there was like this nested clause within that, like on the one hand, on one hand. There was like, yeah.
As if you know my nested clauses from ancient Greek. So did you do ancient Greek and Latin?
Just for a year, I did ancient Greek.
Damn.
And I got so into it. And I like... I called, this is so embarrassing, okay, this is really embarrassing, but I like had t-shirts made for my class that had Greek letters on it because I wanted to look like I was in a sorority. And our name was Cappuccino.
Cappuccino. Nerd alert.
Nerd. So I still wear it sometimes when I look like I belong to a cool sorority.
Cool ancient Greek club. Wow, that's so funny that you did that too. I loved the Odyssey so much. Like, I read the Odyssey and was like, mostly like the translation, they always talk about the ocean. They always say the wine dark sea. And I was like, oh, I want to be in the language that that comes from.
Did you read the Fagles translation?
Yeah.
That's the one.
No, it was Robert something.
Fagles.
Was it Fagles?
Yeah.
Robert Fagles?
He's the man. He's the one, because I remember I read like a shitty translation. I was like, oh, this is boring. And then I read the Fagles one, like after I had studied ancient languages. I'm like, fuck, I wish I'd been paying attention. This has such potential.
This is the guy. My God, I love your little ancient nerd. And now you have an ancient Greek braid to match your true spirit.
Do you think they did braids in ancient Greece?
I think so. There's imagery. There's like...
There's imagery, right?
Like, we see some sculptures. We see some Greek... Yeah, like priestess-style weavy braids. I picture the braids that I do as being ancient Greek braids.
Ancient Greek. I can't believe you did the same thing from that textbook. In Canada?
In Canada. I feel like we had the same textbook.
I think there's only one ancient Greek textbook. I cannot imagine the demand is like that high.
But also, when I always wondered about it, I was like, is this all that they talked about? Like, aren't these the people that came up with like the most beautiful philosophy and political thought in the world, and all they talk about is like the lazy slave and the virgins at the river? You know? Like, we like revere these people as being the smartest, cleverest, but... Where were those easier texts? Is that what they were learning off of? Like, is that what, like, the little...
That's what people are going to say about us. I don't know. They're going to, like, discover internet memes and be like, really? These are the people who brought us, like...
What's our good stuff? Like, David Sedaris?
The same nation that brought us David Sedaris.
Thanks to everyone at Filmless that let me braid their hair in that echoey hallway. And major thanks to Third Coast for hosting me and just for existing in general. Also, shout out to Molly Adams for letting me sleep in your bed. Also, just for the record, the translation of the Odyssey that I read wasn't by Robert Fagles. It was by Robert Fitzgerald. Who knew there were so many Roberts doing ancient Greek? What a bunch of nerds. Until next time, thanks for listening, and take care of your hair.
Can you bust out a little bit of Latin right now?
Dude, I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Give it to me.
Yeah?
Give me that hot Latin.
Armo virumque cano troiae qui prima saboris italiam fatto profugas la vinaque venet. That's what I learned.
Translation?
I don't know the translation. Those are the opening lines of the Aeneid.